If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you do stay well. We have a very interesting author on, Carrie Vitt. She's the author of Deliciously Organic, and this book is called The Grain-Free Family Table. Beautifully illustrated book, beautiful cookbook. But Carrie, thank you for coming on. How'd you get involved in this field?
Well, thanks for having me. Back in 2008, I had an amalgam filling removal. And at the time, I didn't realize that when you have one of those removed, it's good to go to someone that knows how to take their proper precautions. And I didn't know that. And for 3 hours, I laid in the dentist chair and breathed in a lot of the fumes that they were drilling out. And as soon as I sat up from the chair, I felt really ill and knew something was wrong, and got home and was in bed for a week, just 2 weeks to get out of bed. And I couldn't really understand, like, what was going on with me. And then very soon after that, I started breaking out. My face started breaking out. I had a lot of problems with breakouts. And then that turned into 24/7 hives. And I had hives from the neck up, and just couldn't figure out what was going on. And my hair was starting to fall out, and I was getting depressed. And the hardest thing about all of it was that, unfortunately, I couldn't find a doctor who would listen and would run any tests. They kept telling me I had dry skin and would give me a tube of steroid cream and send me out the door. And after about 9 months, I thankfully found a doctor who ran labs. And we discovered I had Hashimoto's disease.
For our listeners, Hashimoto's disease is a increase in function of your thyroid gland that is related to many people think to autoimmune disease, others think to infections. But in any case, Hashimoto's disease initially has a increased thyroid function and then a decreased thyroid function, and is very variable. For those of you who've seen it on TV, this is Oprah had this as well. So we'll go back to now you, Carrie. I apologize. So found out you had Hashimoto's disease, which correlates with the increase and decrease in symptoms and the all kinds of symptoms, including hair falling out and depression and excitement and anxiety and heart rate changes, etc. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was all over the place. Didn't know what to do with myself. And, when the doctor diagnosed me with Hashimoto's, the thyroid autoimmune disease, I was coming... That day at that appointment, I was already had that mindset of thinking about things more holistically, because in the past, I had been able to reverse chronic migraines, IBS, and eczema with just whole foods. And so that was kind of the mindset that I was already in. And so I said, okay, well, what's the treatment? What do we do? And he said, well, there's this one pill I could give you. And I said, okay, well, what does it do? Like, does it get to the root cause? And he said, no, but it might help with your symptoms. And I said, well, why should I take it? And he's like, well, that's what we have to offer. And, my personal choice was, I just said, you know what? I don't think that's the route for me. And I don't know what came over me, but I told him I was going to reverse the disease right then and there in the doctor's office. And I marched out and I walked down the hallway just thinking, okay, I can do this. I have to find a way to do this. And so I started working with a holistic nutritionist out in San Diego, and along with a lot of dental detox and whole food supplements, she also put me on a complete grain-free diet. And she taught me that when someone is struggling with an autoimmune disease, especially a thyroid disease, that grains can sometimes cause inflammation in the system. So she said, if you can take that out and eat a very nutrient-dense diet, then we can nourish the body and help the body rid of, I had a lot of heavy metals in my system after that amalgam filling removal. And so we got to my root cause and worked from there all the way up. And it took many years and a lot of discipline, but I was able to put the disease in remission. And my family kind of came along for the ride. When I told my husband, I have to eat a grain-free diet, and I don't know how to do this, and how am I going to cook for the family? And he said, you know what, if you have to do it, we all do it together. And so we all jumped in feet first and started learning how to eat grain-free. And it actually was a lot of fun, and I learned that it's really not as hard as it sounds once you're armed with some few key ingredients and great recipes. Like, you can make the food taste just as good as the food you grew up on or at great restaurants. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to be able to help people learn how to cook and bake with grain-free ingredients.
Now, this is not to negate what you're doing with the grain-free family table, because I don't have there is no reason not to do that if you want. But just so people know that Hashimoto's often has spontaneous normality after it. And so you can try that, this for Hashimoto's or for autoimmune disease, and it may be a huge benefit, don't get me wrong. But a lot of people have spontaneous recovery, so I just want to bring that up. In fact, if you will, a number of people don't need medications long-term. That is, up to 60% of people have a spontaneous recovery and they stay free of medications for the long-term. Let's go. We have some questions on it, though. And so the grain, when you say grains, you're talking not only about to go grain-free. You're talking not only going grain-free with oats, rye, and barley, and wheat, but you're also avoiding chia seeds and a whole bunch of quinoa, etc., a whole bunch of things that many people consider, by being whole grain and having a lot of protein and other things in them, to be relatively healthy.
Sure.
And so this is going fully grain free.
Yeah. So no rice or corn, like you said, quinoa, things like that. And the goal of mine has been to get to that point where then I can eventually add them back into my diet. This was a diet that I've been doing to help my situation. But
you do have some really great recipes in this book. So one of my favorites here, and looking at it, and I cooked it last night, is salmon, avocado, and chickpea salad. So it's a wonderfully healthy Mediterranean dish, salmon, avocado, and chickpea without whole grain. So it's a wonderful dish, and beautifully illustrated. The book is, is beautifully illustrated as well. People should take a look at this as a great set of choices. There's a green bean casserole that also looked exciting to me that I will eventually get without the heavy cream, but with everything else in it. So there are different dishes, and maybe avoid the ghee too as I look at it. It looks so beautiful. I didn't read all the ingredients to avoid that. When we come back, we've got a couple questions from readers, one of which I'll set you up with, Carrie, is one is, what is the website? And the second is, how do I go dairy-free and grain-free? Can you do it at the same time? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Carrie Vitt, the Grain-Free Family Table. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com, Prevalef.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T. You can find her book on Amazon. The book is titled The Grain-Free Family Table, subtitled Where Gluten Meets Paleo, 125 Delicious Recipes from Fresh, Healthy Eating Every Day. Carrie Vitt is also the author of Deliciously Organic and writes a blog at deliciouslyorganic.net. Now, Carrie, tell me, is there another website for you, which is what one of our viewers asked, or listeners asked, I should say?
I'm just at deliciouslyorganic.net.
Deliciouslyorganic.net. So they can find out about this book at deliciouslyorganic.net as well. This is called The Grain-Free Family Table. It's a beautiful book put out by Carrie and HarperCollins, a division of HarperCollins, actually, William Morrow division. So, Carrie, the question, we have about three questions for you so far on our email line. And Sonar, I don't know whether that is a question on the other line bopping up and down as well. But on the email line, the first question came in was, I have lactose intolerance and can't eat dairy. Can I try the grain-free family table, or is everything got dairy in it?
Well, what I did in this book is, I know that we're all in a different place in our journey and have different dietary restrictions. And so I included a paleo/dairy-free adaptation for every single recipe in the book. So it's very simple. Like, for instance, if I use butter in the recipe, I'll say, hey, instead, swap it out with coconut oil. So I give you a choice so that you can choose. So each and every recipe is also dairy-free.
So the other obvious thing is, this person said, I'm doing things for my heart, so I'm both dairy and saturated fat-free. So I guess that's coconut oil out. Is there another alternative from coconut oil? Could you use olive oil or canola oil or something else?
I'm not a big fan of canola oil, but olive oil would probably work in some of the recipes. So I tend to lean a lot more towards traditional fats, and I use those a lot in my recovery. So that's what I focus on in this book.
Gotcha. And now you go into, obviously, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. How important, and since your other book is organic, the Deliciously Organic, which is one of the questions asked by another listener, is how important is it to go to organic when one does this? Is that key, or is that just for pregnant and near-pregnant people?
I personally think it's very important, just because, you know, it's better to stay away from as many chemicals and things like that as possible if you're trying to recover and feel better. But, you know, you can only do what your budget affords. So I definitely agree with you, like the Clean 15 is a great, and the Dirty Dozen. Those are great lists to start with, and trying to incorporate as much organic into your diet as you possibly can.
And we should say that the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 are in this book as well. And there is a nice statement on a nice set of stuff on going organic in this book as well. I assume in your blog you get much more on deliciouslyorganic.net. You get much more into organic.
Yes, yeah. And my readers a lot of times like to look at the science behind things, so I try and, you know, give them what I've learned from my personal experience, and we have discussions on that and talk about the importance of eating a clean diet and the different things that it can do in the body, and how, you know, real food can really benefit the body. It's a really, really great thing.
And someone, another person has emailed us, this is Edie, in North Carolina, in Raleigh, has asked, how long do these recipes take to make? It says, you told me it was 125. Are they all 30 minutes or less, or what are they?
Some of them are 30 minutes or less. Some take 20 minutes. And I've got a whole section on salads. And then I also included stuff for those special occasions, right, for the holidays and things like that, when you want to, like, for instance, we just had Thanksgiving, and you want to have some pecan pie, but, you know, you need it to be gluten or grain-free. So I included things like that that might take a little bit more time in the kitchen, but I did try and focus on keeping things simple and with short of ingredients list as possible.
And we should say there is a perfect grain-free pizza crust and pie crust recipes in the book as well. So, as well as there are at least two marvelous pictures. I mean, it's one of them is duplicated from the cover to the inside of your two daughters. So I guess they help you a great deal.
They do, yes. And in fact, I included a whole chapter for kids in the book. And, you know, because they went through this journey with me. And so I sat down when I was writing this chapter and I said, all right, girls, like, what recipes have I not created that you want to see in this book and that, you know, you've been really wanting? And so they actually came up with the list of recipes and helped me test and create them. So I included things like graham crackers and tomato soup and chicken nuggets. And as you said, the perfect grain-free pizza, which we make every Friday night as a family. So
I did my best. And grain-free pie crust. We should say grain-free. Yeah. Not only pizza, but pie crust, as well as a grain-free bread.
Yeah.
There also is a tomato soup in there, and so there are a variety of soups, as well as the recipe I made on salmon last night. So there are a number of other alternatives as well, so anyone can look at this and benefit. Now, what's the other question is, if I was only going to get one of your books, this person writes, would it be Deliciously Organic or The Grain-Free Family Table? I hate those type of questions, but I got to ask it.
Well, I guess it depends on where you're at. If you need, something that's purely grain-free and gluten-free, then you should go for this book. The first book, I do use grains, but I also wrote grain-free adaptations for every single recipe in my first book, Delicious or Organic, and you can actually download them for free on my website. So
that's at Deliciously Organic. We have a hard break, Carrie, so I want to tell people, Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T, deliciouslyorganic.net. Deliciously Organic is the book, as well as the Grain-Free Family Table. Thanks very much for being here and stimulating so much. Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year.